So we're going to start with the practice of mindfulness of sounds and thoughts. In this practice, after a few moments of grounding your attention in the body and feelings and sensations, you start paying attention to sounds. Now, when you mind the sounds, you'll notice that thoughts are very visible. That's why this practice, you work with sounds and thoughts together. When you're minding sounds, thoughts are incredibly visible. In other words, you become aware of thoughts very quickly. So you can look at the creature. So in a sense, you're watching sounds with the idea that thoughts are going to creep in. So they're going to creep in for sure, you know. So you're paying attention to sounds sort of broadly, globally. And notice the thought and see if you can, in a sense, see the thought as if it were a sound. Because that helps you not get into its content. So open up your awareness of sounds. You don't want to label the sounds. You don't want to comment the sounds or have an opinion. Or find a meaning in the sound. Notice the thinking creatures that creep in. Thought creatures. So you're observing the emptiness of sounds and the emptiness of thoughts. They're just a fleeting phenomenon with no substance. So whenever there are no thoughts, there are sounds. Distant sounds. Subtle sounds. Since you're doing an open awareness practice, you may notice body sensations also arising in the landscape. So if there are any creatures of body sensations, observe. How they float and change. Without rejecting them, without feeding them. So whenever a thought arises, it's not only disengaging, but seeing through it. Noticing its absence of reality. Its absence of substance. Notice when the stories get going. So these stories arise from a lot of conditions and past conditioning. A lot of them are habits. Patterns. I'd get going for no reason. Patterns meant to generate a sense of being special and having a solid story to define the self. Yet these stories are just a bunch of symbols constructed from biased memories. Fantasies. Reactions. So yes, you disengage from them. But just a second before that, you notice they're empty. You're letting go. It's a ghost. an imaginary ghost. Continue observing the creatures of sound.